This is the FS Investments Market Minute, a weekly recap from the FS Investments Research Team. Today is April 22nd, 2024. In equities, the S&P 500 declined every day last week for the first time in 2.5 years, as escalating rates and geopolitical tensions terminated the stock euphoria. The index is now about 5% below its all-time high, the sharpest drawdown since October. The week featured a classic trend reversal, with growth in momentum stocks, leaders year-to-date, lagging, while value and stable stocks outperformed. Earnings thus far have mostly been focused on financials, where results have been mixed. Activity ramps this week as bellwethers like Visa, Meta, Caterpillar, and Microsoft will report. In fixed income, yields pushed higher again this week as Fed Chair Powell acknowledged that confidence in progress on inflation was eroding, given hot inflation data at the start of the year, and markets reacted by pricing out another rate cut. Markets now expect 1 to 2 rate cuts, or 39 basis points of cuts. A deeper look at the Fed funds futures market now shows 14% expect one or more rate hikes, while 18% are now betting on no more rate cuts. However, the majority probability in markets is still 1 to 3 rate cuts. The 10-year rose 5 basis points to 4.6%, despite a Thursday night drop to 4.5% after reports of an Israeli retaliatory strike on Iran, sparking a brief flight to quality rally. In commodities, crude prices were volatile last week as traders tried to price risks related to Middle East tensions. Prices drifted lower for the first part of the week, spiked higher Thursday evening on reports of an Israeli retaliatory strike on Iran, then finished the week slightly lower. Gold extended its epic rise to a new all-time high and continues to divorce itself from real rates, a sign of the influence on geopolitics in investors' minds. Here's the economic overview. Data last week reinforced two key trends. Consumer spending is strong, and housing is struggling amidst higher interest rates. Retail sales surprised with a 0.7% month-over-month gain in March, cons 0.4%, and the control group, which aligns with GDP, surged 1.1% month-over-month. Real GDP will be released next week, and while the consensus is 2% growth in Q1, the Atlanta Fed's GDP Now model is predicting a 2.9% reading. Existing home sales fell 4.3% in March to 4.19 million units. Housing starts plunged 14.7% month over month to 1.31 million units, as multifamily starts collapsed to 299,000 in March, the lowest since the global financial crisis. Read this week's complete Market Minute, along with full charts and data, at fsinvestments.com/market-minute. Where you can also sign up to get a new Market Minute and other insights in your inbox every week. The Market Minute is brought to you by the FS Investments Investment Research Team. Learn more at fsinvestments.com.